Hi, my name's Brohoff Jennifer. I'm originally from Poway, California. I've lived there for the past 10 years. Prior to that, I lived in Riverside, California, which is probably about 2 hours north from here near the San Bernardino Mountains. If you don't know, Riverside is full of smog and traffic, so I'm so glad that I got the opportunity to move down to San Diego and live next to the beach and the beautiful weather and the nice people. I went to Poway High. I graduated in 2004. At Poway High, I was a cheerleader and a swimmer, and I also played soccer for my freshman year, but I just continued that when I just didn't enjoy it as much anymore. As I look back on high school, though, I sometimes miss it. I miss going to the dances, the formals, and I miss going to the homecoming football games. I also miss just the environment and not having to be so self-reliant, and like having home-cooked meals and your groceries bought for you. So it was nice being in high school. But I've moved on, and I'm currently in my third year at SDSU. I'm a biology major, and I'm also minoring in German. I don't really know what I'm going to be doing with the German part of it. I want to go to Germany, hopefully for a year, and study abroad, but I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do after college. Maybe I could do like some sort of like an interpreter or something like that. I'm not sure, though. But I want to go to medical school after SDSU. I want hopefully specialize in neonatology, but I'm not quite sure if I want to do that or pediatrics, so it's up in the air. I'll pretty much go to any medical school right now that'll accept me, because I don't know if my grades are good enough, and I'm kind of nervous about taking the MCATs, but we'll see. It's actually my first time ever taking physics, and it's been a good experience. I didn't have to take it in high school. I skipped over that. But I found that the physics is very interesting, and it's got a lot of relation to our life, and it's pretty much used in every step of our day, so it's good to know and understand. Also, I feel that physics, you can learn a lot from it. Like, for example, it's, you know, part of our everyday life, so when we get in our car, you know, the acceleration force behind the movement of our car has, like, a huge component of physics, and we have to, you know, to understand why our car moves, we have to understand what physics is. Involving the problem-solving aspects of physics, it's very important that we diagram stuff out so we actually know what's happening. If you can't see what the problem is discussing, then it's a hard time understanding. It's a lot easier to see it in a picture form than in words. Well, at least for me, I'm a visual learner, so it's a lot easier for me to see it in a picture form. Also, having the picture drawn out for you allows you to see the components that you have and the components that you're missing, so you can use the components that you have to find the missing components. Also, I feel that diagrams make the homework more creative, and also it just adds more, I guess, fun and creativism to the homework and the group homework that we have to do. So far, I love college. My freshman year was a blast with tons of partying late nights. Also, I met the two greatest roommates, and I live with them currently. I've lived with them for the past 3 years. I don't know what I'd do without them. I probably wouldn't survive college. I also love the independence of college, but luckily, I'm still close enough to home that if I needed to, I can always, you know, take a 30-minute drive up north and see my mom and my dad, and you know, have good quality, family quality bonding time, because family is very important to me. It's a good run, so it's good. I expect that college will bring to me memories, mainly, and also friendships that are going to last my lifetime. Also, college has been a place where I've gotten to know myself and know what I want in life, and to know that you should always try to reach for your goals and never sell yourself short, because in the end, it's so worth it to complete it. Even though the end of medical school and having a professional life and raising a family seems so far away and so distant. I know that going to school now allows me to have a better life for myself and for my family in the future. So this whole college experience has taught me to keep going and not give up and just be positive and know that it will have an outcome and it will be a good outcome. And, you know, it's a place where you can find yourself, find out who you are and what you want out of life. And I've really enjoyed it so far, so hopefully my next couple years here will be just as great as my first couple years. And that's about it. Once again, my name is Brohoff Jennifer, or Brohoff Stone. Thank you, and go Huskers.